Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and on today's show, we're going to talk about words. Words and the power that words have over us. So I was actually in a coordination with my wife and my team today, and when I was talking with my wife and sharing about some of the results, so we had scheduled all these cool things. We'd been working on Facebook ads and just staying really busy. But it didn't feel like it was actually being monetized on. And even though last week we had, you know, like four new $500 enrollments and all these different things that happened, deep down inside, I didn't feel like things were working. And so David and I, you know, part of my team, we were saying like, okay, this is what I, you know, we go through this process where we say this is what I didn't like, and then we go through and talk about what we did like. And it was interesting how for a while, we've been saying, you know, these aren't working very well. We're just not pleased with the result. We're not getting any results. And those words of we're not getting any results was something that we'd been saying often. And my wife chimed in and said, okay, first off, we are getting results. We're getting good results. You just might be thinking, you might see that you're not getting results with the things that you thought were going to convert results. So she said to me, be aware of your verbiage. That has energy to it. And it hit me. You know, I teach this all the time, and it's really nice to have a spouse and a team member at the same time who lives these principles. Because no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what kind of results you're getting or not getting, what you say matters. And if you're speaking and you think that you're trying something and it fails over and over and over, if you constantly say, yeah, everything I've been doing isn't working, or the things I'm trying is just not panning out like I want to, instead of using that phraseology to change how you speak about things, it's okay to admit the reality, like saying, okay, I'm a little disappointed that, you know, the things that we're marketing towards, they are not producing the exact results that we're wanting yet. However, they are getting great results and they're already on their way. To change just by that, just to mention the reality, but then to say, okay, yet the results are coming, the results are here, and we're fine-tuning it, and we're already seeing results in different ways. And I believe because it's because of that energy and effort we're putting in. But by tweaking the verbiage and those thoughts that we have, matters. What we think about is what we do and what we say. And what we do and say dictates the results that we get. So if you're not happy with your results, look back first at the thoughts, because I had a thought deep down inside that things were not working, specifically towards some of the marketing that we were working on. And as my wife mentioned to me how that is not an uplifting thought, it's not producing results, it hit me like a slap to my face and said, hello, wake up. Yo, everything you're teaching and preaching, here it is. Which made me want to change it immediately. So if you're having any negative thoughts in your life, any underlying core feelings that just keep repeating, I'm going to invite you to ask yourself, is this thought or emotion serving me? Is this helping me get better results or not? And if it is helping you get better results, then keep it. But if it's not, set it aside and change your stinking thinking, right? So I'm going to challenge you that if you're listening to this and you have some stinking thinking going on, to go on to, if you want to take it to the next level, well, first off, stop the stinking thinking and create what you want with how you speak. And secondly, if you want to take this to the next level, join our Facebook group at tylerfb.com, and post in there what thoughts you're changing. I love seeing people's posts and how fast they're changing. So if you're anything like me, or if you have a brain, or if you have thoughts, or if you have emotions, you're probably experiencing some stinking thinking sometimes. So stop it, shift it, and now start creating what you want. Thanks for joining me today here with Impact Income. Again, Tyler Watson, and we'll see you on the next show.